Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This, and I was about to slide where I didn't need to go yet. I'll find out about that tomorrow, though. Joining us today, as I try to get him to do when he's not on a gig, in most cases, and he even when he's on a gig or on the road, he obliges. From Combat Speed LLC, this is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, young camper.
How's it going, Mr. Bill?
I'm good.
You doing all right?
I'm good, yeah. I am good to go. I'm curious because I called Dave to see if we were good for today. And Dave has a topic he wants to talk about. You're going to have the duality of...
Training, learning. It's kind of like my favorite subject right now, man, because I'm stuck in the middle of solving what I... seem to have determined to be some very interesting issues with it. And I've been going off on different tangents, but the very start point is the realization that you need to kind of take a look at where you're at, if, of course, you haven't already, in respect to your involvement with firearms. You know, why are you involved with firearms? Is it for sport? Is it for personal enjoyment? Because, you know, it is a very enjoyable pastime, very enjoyable sport, very demanding sport, not only in respect to shooting ability, but your physicality, your physical fitness, agility, stamina, got to be smart. Got to know the rules. Got to apply the rules at speed. In a sense, being on your game is every bit mental, requires just as much mental discipline as it does to have the mental discipline to be able to do everything else well at the same time. But coming back to a much easier start point, I've kind of come to the realization that what people may or may not know, and I just want to shed some light on, maybe help them realize it, is the majority of firearms training is done from a self-defense type standpoint, either in support of, getting a legitimate permit to carry concealed so you can protect yourself while you're out and about. But just because you have a permit and you have passed whatever requirements, that doesn't mean you're good to go. I mean, you have to practice. You have to seek training. And you have to practice what you learn. That doesn't always happen. But the key is understanding what to practice. What are you actually trying to accomplish? Are you trying to be a marksman? Like from a sporting standpoint, any measure of marksmanship ability is the 25-yard bullseye. Using a 25-yard slow-fire bullseye target, NRA-sanctioned target, 25 yards, 10 rounds, 10 minutes, gives you 1 minute per round, use the time wisely, and fire your best score, possible, best possible score, 110x. Is that your goal? Or, and if it is, then you need to practice that. You need to practice shooting bullseyes, and work on shooting bullseyes. And the other types of exercises that will enhance your ability to shoot bullseyes well. But if you're strictly of a self-defense, if you look at firearms as a tool, a self-defense tool, as a protection tool, then you should be practicing those types of actions or shooting that fit the expected type of scenarios you may encounter based on your daily environment. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
So therein lies the problem. A lot of what people understand to be acceptable skill, there just seems to be, in my mind, in the position I'm in, to make an observation on what's happening in the training realm, if I may be so bold, I get the impression, I'm not saying this is actually happening, but I get the impression from time to time that the level of skill that an individual must be able to demonstrate on demand before they are allowed to do a combat-related firing exercise is too high. You know what I mean? Here, and let me say it in an easier way. Let me measure your marksmanship ability in order to, and place a value on it. Let me place a value on your marksmanship ability in order to pass judgment on your potential ability to fire this combat firing exercise successfully. Did you hear the train wreck happen in there?
Sort of. See, when I go to a class, the first thing I do when I go to a class is simply put aside my ego and open up my mind and listen. I'm going to try everything the instructor is going to tell me. And so I don't really get involved.
No, I understand that part. Maybe you, hang on, Mr. Bill. I think you may have misconstrued, or maybe I just didn't make myself clear enough. What I'm saying is, I just want to make sure I deconflict. What I'm saying is there are two different things. Marksmanship skill and marksmanship ability is one thing. But fighting with guns or defending yourself is not the same thing, but it still requires skill.
Yes.
And arms.
Yes. I get that.
But you do not measure them. They're not measured the same. Okay?
Well, no, they can't be.
Marksmanship,
right?
Well, if you want to put point values on kill zones and stuff like that and go that route, yes, you can.
Sure.
But in the actual mechanics of solving the shooting problem, no. They're different shooting problems. You see what I mean?
I do. You hang on right there.
Some are sterile shooting problems. Others are not so sterile.
Hang on right there. We're going to go to the first break, and you can find out more about Dave by going to combatspeed.com. You can follow him on Facebook, Dave Harrington. You can follow his commercial page, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we just got to the point to where, you know, when you're getting out there, you know, he's going to... There's two things about shooting in the self-defense category. One, you have to have some skill when it comes to being marksman, but at the same time, it's not the same thing as gunfighting. Is that a fair way to put it?
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
So, please continue because I had to interrupt you.
Marksmanship ability. I mean, it doesn't work the other way around. How to best capture it would be if you are going to maximize the investment of your time, energy, and resources, what you should be doing is honing your marksmanship skills, abilities, 50-50 with your understanding or exercising of combat-related firing exercises. You should be studying both. It's almost, they're almost two separate disciplines if you wanted to look at it as such. Your combat solving, firing related problems in combat naturally rely on your understanding of solving or applying what you know, the mechanics of shooting, and providing the immediate solution to the problem presented. And it's always going to be changing. You see what I mean?
I do.
It requires real time awareness and analysis of, you know, what is happening constantly in real time.
Well, look, may I? So I've always thought that in a armed self-defense encounter, there's going to be moments when I'm not going to be concerned with marksmanship so much as putting rounds downrange and trying to get hits downrange. And then I also know that in certain instances, that can change on a dime to where I have to take a shot where it has to be a little more precise because I may be in a crowded area or something, and I have to take the shot.
Right, and I agree with you on both points 100%.
Yeah.
But how do you know to exercise that judgment call?
Well, it's gonna depend upon the predicament. I mean, I'm gonna have to. I cannot be.
It's gonna depend on your understanding of both disciplines.
Right, but I'm gonna have to develop those as I go. I'm just saying that my goal, as I'm aiming to develop these, is to also understand that there will be a moment when I have to make a decision. And I'm not going to have a lot of time to make that decision. And I need to make ready to make sure that I can handle both instances because there's not a lot of time involved in there for me to do a lot of deliberation.
Yeah, thank you, bro. You could not have backstopped what I was trying to get across better. I couldn't have backstopped it better.
Yeah.
You brought up the two points of interest that rely on your judgment, which is going to be a derivative. The judgment call is going to be the derivative of your understanding or training and conditioning in both raw marksmanship ability and fighting with guns or, you know, combat marksmanship.
Well,
the sum of those two moving parts should allow you to make the right call.
Right.
And survive.
Right. But to that end,
but
this is
why it's so important.
Well, I'm making two changes to my training. I'm making two changes to my training this year. Hopefully, you'll get to streamline those later on this year. But here's my two changes. I never shoot with a timer, but I'm going to change that because that's where the combat shooting comes in, doesn't it? You got to be fast, you got to be quick, you got to be quick in between shots, you got to be quick on the draw.
Yeah,
the first shot.
There's a train wreck. There's a couple of instances, man. It's not as easy as I would, I guess, make it sound at times. But dig this, man. Here's the first train wreck you're going to experience. First, I'd like to touch on, you know, your use of the timer.
Right.
Be judicious with it. A timer will destroy you. You have to be, if you're not used to working with a timer, Give yourself plenty of time to get anything done. If you think you can do it in 3 seconds, give yourself 5 seconds.
Sure.
And then start taking away in half-second increments until you develop an awareness of time and can start to judge time.
Right.
Now, dig this. The first train wreck is, in a marksmanship sense, when you're studying strict marksmanship, dropping a shot or missing is really not allowed. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done. The reality is dropping a shot is frowned upon heavily. And if you drop a shot, you're frowned upon. It's not good. So you always strive, no matter what your group looks like or your target looks like, to get all your hits, period. Now, dig this. The first train wreck in balancing both disciplines is when you start studying combat marksmanship or fighting with guns, you're going to miss. It's foolish to get into fighting with guns thinking that you are going to hit all the time. Everything that you want to hit, you are going to hit. That's foolish thinking. It's not always the case. As a matter of fact, there are applications of fire in which the intent is to not hit, but to influence the target. So, you know, you're kind of missing on purpose. It takes, do you have the reserve ammo to even get into applications of fire and using them, you know, for their benefit? Because it takes ammo. But you're certainly not hitting anything. So that's kind of train wreck for some people, because they want to take this strict marksmanship, you never miss or you never or never even do anything that looks like you're willing to miss.
Hang on right there. We are in the break. We'll be right back. We're deep in the duality right now. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border agents encountered a record number of unaccompanied children who crossed the southern border illegally and without a parent or guardian in 2021. From January through December, agents apprehended more than 169,000 children under the age of 18. That's according to new data released by the Customs and Border Protection. U.S. and NATO troops are preparing for a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine as the Russian military builds up along the border. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox Business Network
they will station in Eastern Europe, in countries like Poland, Romania, Hungary, that are rightfully very nervous. They've been invaded by the Russians several times in their history. But there is no intention that I've seen for them to actually engage Russian troops.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden is taking a tough approach on crime by calling for more funding for police departments. Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police, John Gamaldi, says the president also needs to address district attorneys that aren't prosecuting offenders like the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on Fox News.
Even if we had every police officer in Manhattan making those types of arrests, who knows what this DA is going to do? He already put out a memo that says, oh, don't worry if you rob someone. If you didn't mean to hurt him with that gun or knife, we're going to make sure we downgrade that charge.
Bragg is standing by his memo to his office advising them to change certain charges for crime, saying his policies will make communities safer. During a White House event, Vice President Kamala Harris is putting a spotlight on international human trafficking, Harris calling it an extremely heinous and profitable business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I was really listening to you hard. The break caught me completely off guard. So if you wish to continue on from there, I would love to hear what you got going on, because I am taking notes.
Okay, man, I'll continue if you can remind me what I was talking about. I mean, I got the gist of it, but...
Well, we were talking about the train wreck that, you know...
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You know, the time, we were talking about the timer and everything else.
Yeah. The train wreck between the marksmanship realm of being frowned upon for dropping a shot, ever, and the reality... in respect to combat marksmanship, missing quite often, you know, even on purpose. So dig this. In the marksmanship realm, let's look at this. There's a transitional phase. And I don't know what you would call it other than a transitional phase between, you know, strict marksmanship and combat marksmanship, where, and I'll just ask you in the form of a question, have you ever fired on a target willing, you know, fast enough, willing to miss it in order to see how fast you could possibly hit it?
Yes.
Did you understand what I meant?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that actually confuses people sometimes. And people that are locked into that strict marksmanship thing, dig this. I've experienced this, you know, as a trainer, not too often, every once in a blue moon, you'll come across that guy that was normally kind of a heavy law enforcement influence, but they're strict marksmanship guys.
Right.
Whatever discipline they chose to pursue, that's the end result. And they have a real hard time firing because they're not seeing that perfect sight picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I do.
Frankly, in the type of firing that I do when I'm working at speed, I never see a perfect sight picture. When I'm working at speed solving, you know, kind of a heavy combat marksmanship problem, I'm always working with good enough. And sometimes not good enough, you know, but I make it work.
Well, let me ask you a question here. So, like with me,
for the sake of time,
when I'm training to engage someone, my first thought is when I'm going fast, I'm going fast primarily because one, I don't have cover. I don't have cover, so I have to beat him to the shot, and I have to shoot him enough to where he never shoots at me. Because if he shoots at me and misses, he might hit somebody with
me.
Okay,
but why don't you have cover? Are you giving me a scenario?
Well, like in a self-defense scenario where I'm just, you know, standing around. I like to go out and film things. I'm standing around. I'm filming things. My camera's down. I'm aware of things happening. Things begin to occur. You know,
right.
Camera goes.
Okay, so this
guns
is a
out.
Training scenario.
Yes. Now, so with that, I'm shooting that fast. One, to get him to engage with me. Two, I'm sending this to him. And when I think about shooting that kind of fast, my acceptance of where I'm hitting expands from something the size of a quarter to something the size of a platter.
Okay, well, check this out. My impact zone expands from into the size of the earth the moment the dude does whatever he does that turns himself into a target.
Right.
Because under the circumstances that you describe, if I were to find myself caught in the open, I may, depending on time, speed, distance, begin firing like into the ground and track up into the target.
Right.
Simply as a distraction or a distractor to the target or anyone else around. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm doing it because I know I'm behind the power curve. I have to do something. You understand what I mean?
I get it exactly.
Drew, if I can get the gun up and out and going bang as soon as I can as a distraction and track the gun into the target of choice, then, you know, and maybe that'll help. Then do it. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
sure.
But yeah, the hitting is everything. You can always clean up your hits, you know, circumstances allowing.
Right.
But he who hits first generally wins.
That's right.
That's how it generally works.
At least I've got to be disruptive enough to keep them from taking a good shot at me.
Right.
I've got to, and I mean like that shooting in front of him and everything else. That's going to be, most people are going to be very distracted by that.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them don't. Most bad guys that would be out here in the civilian world, they don't have a combat background where rounds hitting in front of them, you know, doesn't freak them out altogether, except to look for cover.
Right. Well,
so,
you know, that's the whole thing about cover, you know. How do you replicate that in training? And it's difficult. And the fact of the matter is you can't replicate proper use of cover in training or competitive shooting or any of that. For one reason only, I don't concern myself with it other
right.
than whatever the rules are for the game. The simple fact of the matter is, it's intuitive. When someone is trying to shoot you, you will figure out how to use cover properly. You, so don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
I do. I just...
If you don't, you won't have to worry about it.
Not very long.
Ever again.
Not very long, no. You'll go for the big cover then. You'll be in the big cover.
Yeah, you go for the, I don't know what it is, 6 feet of dirt.
6 foot undercover.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing, man, because each one of these, I guess, categories, what I did, and actually what I'm currently doing, I'm looking at a, I don't know if you ever need, this is Sideline Bob Gig, I don't know if you ever need like a whiteboard, a large whiteboard, but to get around buying an actual whiteboard,
yeah,
which are stupid money, I couldn't believe how much they want for a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Go to Home Depot and score that bathroom wallboard, same thing. But like stupid, you know.
Hang on for me, one.
Money.
Hang on for me. Talking to Super Dave. When we get back, I ordered the Super Dave rig. I want to discuss with him what I got coming up with that, just to get his pointers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. If you want to follow him on Instagram, go to SDave_Harrington. And there you can learn the riddle of why certain people think he looks like Vigo from Ghostbusters 2. It's sort of preposterous. You get that right. Dave.
Yeah, man.
You're much meaner looking than Vigo. You're much meaner.
I was
meaner
paying attention to what you were saying so hard, I didn't realize you were talking to me.
So anyway, I have ordered the Super Dave rig coming, which I expect I'll get it next week because I think he's got something going on right now. And this is going to be a holster and I think 7 mag carriers. Does that sound right to you?
7 is correct. Because you should have 5 left side. If you're a right-sided firer, you should have 5 left side and 2 right side.
In front of the gun.
To be worn in front of the gun, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. Because I, too, like the Glock 45, which is the 9mm Glock that looks like has a 19 slide and a 17 frame, lower, grip, whatever you want to call it. And I'm thinking when that thing gets here, I'm just going to go find another Glock 45 and maybe do a couple things, you know, switch the sights out to big dots because I really like big dots. And then that's going to be the rig. I'm just going to carry pretty much plain Jane Glock in that and go from there. And start running from there.
Okay.
One thing I think, and one of the reasons, now I know one of the reasons you carry magazine, as many magazines as you carry, is for ammo. But I would, now, I'm just guessing, do you also, when you're thinking about how many magazines you carry, right, but are you also thinking about magazine failure? Is that why you carry as many magazines to where if you do
well,
have
yeah, but it's, yeah, it's contingencies. See, that's where, by appearance, if you look at my rig, you're like, whoa, dude, why do you need so much ammo? And it's like, okay, well, cool, let me explain. It's not just because you can doesn't mean you should carry
right.
much ammo.
Right.
It's for contingencies, and allow me to explain. You have 5 left side, 2 right side. Your basic loadout is 6 magazines, or correction, 7. Okay, because you got the one in the pistol. Okay? That leaves that 5th, the rearmost mag holder on the left side, empty, okay? Because you have
you know, the pistol's loaded in the holster. Now, that mag holder is now your reserve mag manager. If you have a reduced, or as you generate reduced capacity magazines, that first reduced capacity magazine that you want to retain will go into that empty mag holder. You with me?
I am.
Then you take the next capacity mag, which would be the fourth mag, and put it into action. Then that empty mag holder, that fourth empty mag holder, becomes a divider between your reduced capacity magazines and the forward capacity magazines. And so forth. Okay? Now, coming back to the beginning, you have a full loadout. Your pistol's loaded and holstered. Your fifth mag pouch is empty. The first left side reserve mag is your emergency load mag. The second reserve mag is your emergency load mag in the event you fumble or drop the first reserve mag. I mean, what are the chances of that happening? I don't know, but you're covered. The third reserve mag, if you want to call that extra ammo, cool, call it extra ammo. But I like to have extra ammo. So that third mag is my extra mag. Now,
well,
going to the right side, the right side magazines are worn in front of the holster. Now, take it. I wear my holster at 3 o'clock straight. It's a 3 o'clock straight drop. And the mag holders with the mags inserted and seated do not interfere with my draw stroke in any manner, as it may appear to look like they would. They do not. Now, having said that, those two mags on the right side of my body serve two primary purposes. One, the first primary purpose is, regardless of my body position, and things change, access to your kit and equipment change, access to your reserve ammo changes when your body position changes. By having reserve ammo on both sides of my body, I should have access to reserve ammo no matter what my body position is. Also, should my left side become disabled for whatever reason, to include breaking my arm, my wrist, being shot in the hand, I don't know, I have ammo on the right side of my body that's dedicated for right-hand use of the pistol. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So there you have it. It's a system. It's a working system. It's a working rig. It's right. Not just, let me wear a bunch of gear and look cool. It's a sustainment rig for what I would consider, I don't know, man, call it my Africa rig, because it's the rig that I put together when I was in group, and we spent, I don't know, man, we spent like 6 months of, I don't know, it was 98 or 99 in Chad.
Well, let me ask you, can I ask you a couple of other questions about your setup? Like one of the ones,
yeah.
Do you only carry Glock mags? Do you carry any P mags?
No, I carry OEM
gear, period.
Okay.
Now, I do use night vision sights on my G45.
Okay.
No. They are, in my experience, the cat's meow. I was sold on the Chirjicon HDXRs for years.
Right.
And the first time I laid my eyeballs on the night vision sights, I was like, whoa, what is going on here? What is it about these sights? And what I intuitively keyed on immediately was the end of the tubes are round. And what this does, and I guess they patented that, by the way, the end of the tritium tubes are rounded. And what that does is it collimates the light in the tube. So the light is organized in the tube, and it's much clearer and much sharper and brighter.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're running out of time. I will let you know when mine gets here, and then get it set up and
We're done for the day already?
Already. It's a quick hour.
Yeah,
when we're talking.
Quick today.
Yep. Yeah. Good topic, though. I like the topic. At least I know I'm thinking the right way. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, man. I always enjoy talking with you, man.
Roger that. Coming up next is just going to be me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.